Britain's best student cities. The UK's education system is one of the best in the world, but where to go? We have some ideas.
Southeast England. The southeast of England is the economic and cultural heart of Britain. More expensive than everywhere else, but with the best universities and job opportunities.
London. According to the QS World University Rankings, London is the best overall student city in the world. That's not just because it has 18 universities, of which two, UCL and Imperial College, are ranked in the top 10 worldwide. It's also because you can't find a more multicultural, vibrant place anywhere in which to study, or a city with a richer cultural life. The downside is that it's expensive, with rent and the cost of going out much higher than many other parts of the country. But for some subjects, studying art or fashion at Central St Martin's or international relations at King's College, there's nowhere better.
Brighton. Brighton has a good university, especially for subjects like art and design, but it's really the town itself that merits it a place here. It's on the south coast, and has sunnier weather than most of Britain. The town is also renowned for its laid-back atmosphere, progressive social attitudes, and thriving music scene.
Oxford and Cambridge. No British universities rank as high in international tables as Oxford and Cambridge do, fourth and second respectively in the QS World Rankings. For approximately 700 years until the early 19th century, they were the only universities in England, and they still stand in a class of their own. They offer small group tuition between students and professors, and some of the best facilities in the world. But Oxbridge, as they're collectively known, isn't just about the unrivaled quality of education. Both cities offer ancient, architecturally beautiful settings in which to study, and a very rich cultural and sporting life. Southwest England and Wales. The southwest is more relaxed and rural than the southeast, but offers some great cities and easy access to London.
Cardiff. The capital of Wales, Cardiff is a small city with a multicultural history. It's also calculated to be the most affordable of all UK cities. Put those two together, and it's a fun place in which to be a student, with plenty of nightlife, and one of the most dynamic students' unions in the country. The beautiful Welsh countryside is easily accessible for those who love the outdoors, and it's great for sport lovers. In terms of academic excellence, it is strongest in computer science, mathematics, and architecture, and has just spent £600 million upgrading its campus to modernize the facilities.
Bath. Selected as University of the Year by The Times and The Sunday Times Good University Guide 2023, Bath is notable for the beauty of the town itself. It gets its name from the thermal spa in the centre of the town that dates back to Roman times. Bath is also famous for its neoclassical architecture, all built in the local honey-coloured stone. Aesthetics aside, Bath scores highly in terms of student satisfaction, and the university takes pride in the quality of care it offers them. It's not as vibrant as most university cities, but the university offers excellent sporting facilities and good education, especially in engineering subjects, as well as work experience and employment opportunities.
Bristol. Bristol was voted Britain's happiest city in 2019 and is considered one of the most fun places you can choose to study, with possibly the best music scene in the UK right now. In recent years, it's become the destination of choice for those escaping the cost and stress of living in London. Bristol is the home of the provocative street artist Banksy, and has a strong anti-capitalist trait, resisting the incursion of big retailers and supporting small local shops. Both of its universities score highly for teaching quality and student satisfaction, with very high levels of students finding jobs straight after finishing their degrees. Northern England. The North is culturally very different to the South. People are generally friendlier and more direct. Once the industrial heart of Britain, its big cities are now reinventing themselves in the post-industrial era.
Newcastle. Situated close to the border with Scotland, Newcastle is England's most northerly university city. It's also the one that students recently voted number one in terms of their overall experience. One reason is the people of Newcastle, known as Geordies, who are famous for their warmth and humour. It has two decent universities in town, and the excellent Durham University isn't far from here either. Newcastle is a small, low-cost city where everything is in walking distance, but it is big on partying. This probably isn't a place to go if you don't like loud bars.
Nottingham. Geographically, Nottingham is neither north nor south, but in a zone called the Midlands. Culturally, however, it feels northern, both in the accents and the character of the people. The huge university campus with lakes and greenery is just outside the city and offers an excellent place to make friends in the first year. Most people then share accommodation with friends in the city center for their second year. The city is dominated by a castle, has Britain's oldest pub from 1189, and a very famous local hero, Robin Hood. Many students fall in love with the place and end up staying after they graduate.
Manchester. Of all the North's ex-industrial cities, none has modernized so completely as Manchester. Today, it's the dominant city of the North in both cultural and economic terms, with an energy and a confidence that rivals London. Its student population numbers around 100,000 in total, of which 41,000 are international students, and the university is ranked 6th in the UK. That youthful energy has long influenced the city and inspired the creation of several iconic nightclubs over the years. It's also been the birthplace of many of Britain's biggest bands and musical waves. Plus, it's only 2 hours from London by train, is situated in some of the most spectacular landscapes in Britain, and offers a lot of attractions for students. Oh, and there are a couple of football teams. The downside? It rains. A lot. Scotland. Despite a multitude of choices in England, large numbers of English come to Scotland to study because the universities here are generally excellent.
Edinburgh. Scotland's capital has to be one of Britain's most attractive cities. It's not just the majestic architecture, but its geographical situation on the sea, surrounded by dramatic hills. The air is always fresh, and the days, though often cold, are generally bright. The University of Edinburgh is ranked 5th best in the UK, excelling in a wide variety of subjects, from medicine to art, and it draws students from all over Europe. In summer, the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, like the Avignon Festival but twice as big, transforms the city as millions of people arrive to choose from more than 3,500 theatre, dance, music, and comedy productions.
Glasgow. Edinburgh's great rival, Glasgow, is traditionally industrial and working class. People are famously divided about which of the two cities is better. The fans of Glasgow prefer it for its energy and cultural dynamism. And it's true that Edinburgh is a little genteel by comparison. Glasgow University's reputation is almost as strong as Edinburgh's, and in particular, the Glasgow College of Art is world famous. It offers the best education in art, design, fashion, and architecture that you can find anywhere outside of London. Or better, some might argue. Finally, the Glaswegians may be generally friendlier than Edinburgh's, but be warned that their accent is probably the strongest of any city in the UK.
St Andrews. Founded in 1413, Scotland's oldest university is also the best, taking the number one spot in Scotland and number two in the UK in the Times and Sunday Times Good University Guide 2023. St Andrews is a small coastal town about an hour north of Edinburgh, mainly famous for its golf courses. But the population doubles when the students arrive, so it really is a university town. It doesn't have the nightclubs and urban excitement of our other choices, but the students make their own fun, and St. Andrews scores among the highest in the country for student satisfaction. Above all, it is unmatched in making you feel at home, with each new student being assigned an older student mentor to help them settle in.